Statman, explain to the Freak Nation, 14 years ago, you had the chance to spend a few minutes with the legend, Carlos Santana.
Incredible opportunity to, I mean, God. I thought you were going on. There's an incredible opportunity to talk to the guy. The guy, you know, somebody walks up to him and says, "Hey, I got Carlos Santana over here in a trailer. You want to talk to him?" I said, "Well, you know, what does a bear do in the woods?" But, you know, you walk in there and a guy whose music you've listened to most of your life, he's standing there and he reaches out and shakes my hand. "Hey, dude, how you doing?"
I'm like,
wow, there it is right there on the floor.
2004, Las Vegas Motor Speedway at the drags. Tony Pedregon, funny car pilot at the time, running for John Force, right?
No, he was just starting his own team. It was, I think it was the first or second year of him running his own team, and that was part of the deal that Carlos Santana was there to help him promote the team. That's kind of talked about in the interview, yeah.
Statman with Carlos Santana with a freaking flashback. 2004, 14 years ago, Speed Freaks Pits, Lucas Oil Studios.
Carlos Santana, first of all, thank you for your excellence.
Thank you for listening.
I'm told you're a fan of this kind of activity. This is not just a promotional thing?
No. This is I got virgin ears and virgin eyes. This is the first time I heard the sound of the motors like opening it up like that. And my heart felt the same way as like the first time I heard Jimi Hendrix, like, "Oh my God."
It's an incredible sound. There's no way you can explain that. Just like listening to one of your concerts, standing in front of the wall of sound, there's no way you could compare that, is it?
No, we've been saying for a long time that we like to rearrange molecular structure. Well, that's what happens when you listen to the sound of the motors being opened up. My heart, man, I felt like I was like, I feel like Fred Sanford when he said, like, you know, "Elizabeth, this is the one," you know, like, "Oh my God," you know. No, just being here, I truly feel like I'm 17 years old, man. There's something really wonderful about the adrenaline, the enthusiasm, and especially because the unity of bringing unity, you know, I mean, as you can imagine, in America, the changes that our brother Louis Armstrong, Mr. Louis Armstrong, Mr. Duke Ellington, Arthur Ashe, people like that, you know, people who open it up for everybody, you know.
And Carlos Santana.
And thank you. Well, now, you know, with the Pedregon brothers, you know, Tony and Cruz and myself, you know, we would like to do the same thing that they did, invite unity and harmony in South America. You know, more than anything, it's about inspiring people to coexist with peace. As you know, that's what we need more than anything in this planet right now, is unity and harmony.
You mentioned something in the conversation with Cruz and Tony about the five things that were similar between the music and the racing. What was that? That I was listening and it sounded incredible.
Well, for racing, they depend on two things, traction and acceleration. You know, and music, we call it passion. You know, passion is what gives you traction. If you have passion, then you can play like Stevie Ray or, you know, or Jimi Hendrix or Marvin Gaye or Bob Marley or Coltrane. But in car racing, I you know, you need oil, water, gasoline, and nitromethane. So in music, you need one note, soul, heart, mind, body, and your cojones, and one note.
In each note.
If you don't put those five things in each note, people won't believe you. Their hair will not stand up, and they won't dance. So it's just like it all works together in an engine. For the race to be successful, same thing with music. There's a unity of things that has to go together in order to achieve the goal. For them, they have a definite goal. For me, is to touch people's hearts. I mean, if I can touch people's hearts and people go home and they laugh and cry, dance, and they got into a whole new place of feeling, then I achieve what I learned from B.B. King and Johnny Hooker and all those people, because they were my teachers personally.
Finally, Carlos Santana, where do you go from here? What's on your agenda after you leave this different wall of sound?
Well, you know, I'm very happy to tell you that we're Mr. Herbie Hancock, Mr. Wayne Shorter, we're working on doing things. Hopefully, with Mr. Desmond Tutu, we're going to play in Nagasaki, Hiroshima, and Pearl Harbor, all the places where you know, ground zeros of war, and eventually work our way to the ground zero in New York. we're doing concerts for peace, hymns for peace, music by John Lennon, Bob Marley, Bob Dylan, John Coltrane. Create music that brings. Bush drops bombs. We drop love notes.
You mentioned all the names of legend. Thank you for yours.
Thank you so much. Best to you, family.
Not much motorsport.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags.
Moose.
Not much motorsport.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
Statman, did I hear you just drop the mic and walk out of that hauler with Carlos Santana?
They talk about the red mist and drivers. When you hear something as a surprise, I didn't hear anything for about 10 minutes walking away from that. We've had a chance to talk to some great people in the last 18 years, and very seldom do you just get floored. But when you walk out of a room that you just spent 5 minutes with Carlos Santana, and he looks at you, whether he didn't know who I am, but he makes you feel like he does, and that's how the great ones stay great.